well-being, and most importantly, how to incorporate it into your everyday life. From simple breathing exercises to mindful eating and walking, the practices in this book are designed to be approachable and accessible. Whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or want to turn your daily commute into a mindful experience, there's something here for you. One thing I hope you take away from this book is that mindfulness is not about being calm all the time or achieving some perfect state of peace. It's about meeting yourself and your life, just as they are, with awareness and compassion. It's about learning to observe your thoughts without being carried away by them, to feel your emotions without being overwhelmed, and to find stillness in the midst of movement. Mindfulness is a practice that evolves, deepens, and expands over time. There will be days when it feels easy and days when it feels impossible. But with patience and persistence, the benefits are far-reaching. As you move through this book, know that each mindful breath, each moment of awareness, is a step on a lifelong journey of growth and transformation. I'm honoured to share this journey with you, and I hope that the practices and insights within these pages support you in finding more peace, clarity, and joy in the present moment. Your mindful journey begins now. Introduction. The power of mindfulness. In our fast-paced, constantly connected world, it's easy to find ourselves swept up in a whirlwind of thoughts, worries, and distractions. We live in a time where multitasking is glorified, and the pressure to stay productive can feel unrelenting. In the midst of all this, many of us are left feeling overwhelmed, disconnected, or anxious. The present moment, the only place where life truly happens, can slip through our fingers unnoticed as we replay the past or anticipate the future. This is where mindfulness comes in, offering a powerful antidote to the chaos of modern life. What is mindfulness, and why does it matter? At its core, mindfulness is the practice of paying attention to the present moment, deliberately and without judgment. It means becoming fully aware of your thoughts, feelings, bodily sensations, and environment in real time. The goal isn't to eliminate thoughts or feelings, but to observe them with curiosity and acceptance, rather than reacting to them automatically. This simple act of bringing awareness to the present can dramatically shift how we experience life. Why does mindfulness matter? Because most of us spend a significant portion of our lives lost in thought, whether we're regretting the past or worrying about the future. Our minds are constantly jumping from one thing to the next, rarely pausing to take in what's happening right now. When we live this way, we miss out on life itself. We become disconnected from our own experiences, relationships, and even our own bodies. Mindfulness helps bridge this gap, grounding us in the present moment and allowing us to engage more fully with our lives. In essence, mindfulness transforms the way we relate to the world around us. It teaches us to slow down, breathe, and observe without immediate judgment or reaction. This practice cultivates a sense of inner peace and resilience, helping us navigate challenges with greater clarity and compassion, whether it's finding calm in the middle of a stressful day or appreciating the beauty of a simple moment. Mindfulness can improve our quality of life in profound ways. A brief history of mindfulness. While mindfulness has gained widespread popularity in the West over the past few decades, its roots stretch back thousands of years. Mindfulness is most closely associated with Buddhism, where it has been a core aspect of the practice for over 2,500 years. In Buddhist teachings, mindfulness is one of the steps on the Eightfold Path, a guide to ethical living and spiritual development. The Buddha taught that mindfulness was essential for cultivating wisdom and insight into the nature of reality, ultimately leading to freedom from suffering. The practice of mindfulness, however, is not exclusive to Buddhism. Variations of mindfulness meditation can be found in other spiritual traditions, including Hinduism, Taoism, and even early forms of Christianity. Across these traditions, mindfulness was recognized as a way to deepen one's awareness of the present moment and to cultivate a compassionate understanding of oneself and the world. In the modern era, mindfulness has been adapted into secular contexts, particularly in the fields of psychology and medicine. One of the key figures in this movement is Dr. Jon Kabat-Zinn,